fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Monday, the 20th of February, with Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And let's see. Eric, you're making some comments here about Fos Gene. Let's go ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay, and then I'll after my comments on Fos Gene, I'll wrap it up with a question a little more military and firearms related. So, my friend who's federally licensed to carry long stretches of large chemicals said look into Fos Gene, and it turns out that vinyl chloride, one of the chemicals that was leaking from the situation in Ohio, when ignited, vinyl chloride produces phosgene. Phosgene is a gas developed by Fritz, I believe his name was Fritz Haber, the father of modern chemical weapons in Germany during World War One. The first gas he developed was chlorine, and he found that that was easily defeated by a rag soaked with water put over your face. So then he developed phosgene, turned out, and that was first used by the Germans in September 1915. And he found determined that phosgene ended up killing 85% of the 91,000 casualties in World War One that died from chemical biological weapons. So this is a well-known historic bioweapon. It had to be known by the authorities that when the vinyl chloride was ignited, that it would produce that phosgene gas. So now we have a bioweapon floating across the Northeast that is extremely dangerous and has, you know, fatal consequences. So I just wanted to throw that out there and have people be on the alert for the phosgene. I haven't heard any of the media people mention the actual phosgene, and that is a bioweapon. It's been used as such for over 100 years. Back to the 200 million soldiers. Now, you know, if and when the 200 million come across the short stretch of Pacific in what China has as the largest merchant marine in the world to transport those 200 million or some component thereof, I don't have too much faith that the Sadsters in Portland, Seattle, and San Francisco with their Rainbow Coalition and their pink shoes, I don't have much faith that they're going to be able to hold the West Coast. Sam, do you guys, and John, you both have some military connections and experience. All we're going to have left is our Air Force. When the Air Force is ordered to stand down by our Chinese communist allies in the White House. Does a National Guard air wing answer to the governor or to the feds?
To the governor. So
okay.
So here's how it works with National Guard and Reserve assets. Those are state assets. If you want to look up and read about Title 10, the only way the president or the Department of Defense takes control of National Guard assets is if the governor of that state, who is in command of those assets, signs them over to the feds in what we call a Title 10 call-up. So they are absolutely governor assets until he relinquishes control of them in writing.
So we may have some hope in our National Guard air wings to maybe save the day if this should happen.
Well,
but
if you remember, Obama tried to remove all of the Apache attack helicopters from Guard assets. And there was a major pushback on that, and he didn't get away with it. And for good reason.
Yeah, those assets are going to be needed to defend our West Coast, I think, in the future. So beware of Fosgene and beware of the Chinese 200 million. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Appreciate everything you're doing.
Okay, thanks for the caller, as always.
Take care.
Would you like to do your firearms tip of the week now before we get the next caller, Sam?
Absolutely. So,
I'll share it.
So when we train people at the Freedom Center, beginners, medium people, experienced, SF guys, it's kind of interesting because when it comes to proficiently fighting with a semi-auto or full-auto weapon, everyone has the same issue. Doesn't matter if you're a beginner or you're an experienced SF warrior. The skill that degrades the quickest, or the skill that you haven't developed if you're a beginner, is changing magazines. It is the one glaring thing that disappears the fastest if you're not constantly practicing. So if you want to be able to fight effectively with a weapon, you have to, on a regular basis, practice your magazine changes. That is the number one thing, and it doesn't matter if you're a beginner or if you're a Navy SEAL. That is the most likely thing by far to slow you down and get you killed in a firefight because you couldn't keep your gun running. Guys, you got to work on your mag changes. Twice a week, 7 to 10 minutes, twice a week to keep your skills from degrading. 3 times a week to improve your skills. 7 to 10 minutes of practice 3 times a week.
All right. That's an excellent, excellent firearms tip of the week. Ready for our next caller, Sam?
Roger that. I think we're going to set a record for callers today.
We may very well. Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. Sam, this may be what you were referring to regarding the lion and eagle wings. Okay, Daniel had another dream. That other dream was Nebuchadnezzar's. But in Belzadar's time, Daniel 7, Daniel had a dream of 4 beasts, and this has not been, this hasn't occurred yet. Okay, so in 4 it says, the first was like a lion and had eagle's wings, and I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth. And it goes on, it's a long chapter about the 4 beasts. So you've got the lion with eagle's wings, a leopard, and his feet are like a bear, and his mouth like a lion. And then it proceeds on where the dragon's revealed. I believe that's the Antichrist. So, yes, none of this has been fulfilled yet, but was that the one you're referring to? It's a different dream. It's a Daniel dream of the 4 beasts.
Well, you know, I'm an old guy, so... You know, I'm thinking back to my 9th grade history class,
yeah,
where my history teacher is postulating a theory that the final world war will be China and Russia versus England and the U.S., and he mentioned the dragon and the bear joining forces against the lion and the eagle. And so, not having a perfect memory, it's hard for me to recall the verse or verses he was referring to. but it is kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah, well, it's in Revelation 2:13, but when you get a chance, just read Daniel 7 and Revelation 13. But you know what's weird? Over there in Washington somewhere, and I can't even tell you where, maybe it's New York, they put up the beast, the four beasts. It's on the web. And then somebody got upset, and I don't know if they took it down, but it was the lion with the eagle's wings and the leopard and bear. It's all mixed together, see, the four beasts. And so they actually put it up over there as a statue.
Wow. It's hard when you get into apocalyptic language in Scripture. People have so many different interpretations of it. You know, it's not literal literature. So
right.
You're looking at symbology, and you're looking at what we call apocalyptic language, and it's a very, very difficult thing to study and a complex thing to understand. And I'm always interested in anyone's interpretation on that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I'm not a big theologian, but if you just read Daniel 7, and then regarding that other dream of Nebuchadnezzar, if I remember, it was talking about the empires with Rome, I'm in the right order, but Rome, Medo-Persia, and all the kings that went down, but that's another topic. But anyway, I just thought you'd like to know that what you're talking about is in Daniel 7.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Great call, Deborah.
Appreciate it. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Our next caller is Wayne in Mississippi. Good morning, Wayne.
Sam, on that navel jelly and the brass wool, just a couple of real quick questions. The navel jelly, will not harm bluing on a rifle barrel?
Generally not. Generally, just attacks the oxidized steel.
Okay. Second question. I'm going to order some navel jelly. I didn't know about that. And I also looked on Amazon at brass wool. And they had a fine grade and a coarse grade. Which would you recommend? I'm going to order one of them.
I would have both, depending on... It really depends on how much rust you're dealing with.
If
you're just dealing with a tiny bit of surface rust, the fine will work great. If you got some heavier rust on something, the coarser brass wool is what you start with. And then the fine brass wool, and then you finish with the navel jelly. I wouldn't rub navel jelly all over the bluing. I would rub it over the rust. Now, sometimes, if the rust is light and you have a blued weapon, the brass wool will take all of the rust, and you'll still have bluing underneath. You're done. You can oil it. But if the rust goes deep past the bluing, then you're going to have to re-blue the weapon anyway. So it's not... The navel jelly becomes sort of inconsequential at that point.
No, I have a light rust on a rifle barrel.
And then brass wool is a fantastic thing if that's a blued barrel.
Okay, but that's what it is. Thank you very much.
You're going to love it.
Okay, great. Thank you. And that caller from I guess Ohio that was talking about the phosgene, that was a great caller. He was very informative. Thanks a lot. Bye bye.
All right, thank you. Yeah, phosgene is kind of an interesting chemical because it basically is formaldehyde. And if you take away, all the hydrogen atoms in formaldehyde and you attach chlorine atoms, that's how you get phosgene. And I think our caller referenced World War II. I think it was actually World War I.
That's right, World War I, right.
Phosgene was used, and it killed over 100,000 people, some estimates say. So it's a very dangerous chemical, and it's a heavy gas. So it's heavier than nitrogen oxygen, which is what our atmosphere is made of. So it hovers near the ground, and that makes it even more dangerous to living. It's not going to go up into the atmosphere and be dispersed. It's going to hover near the ground until it's broken down over time. So it's a very, very dangerous chemical. And it's interesting that they lit this stuff up, and then the news has been almost silent on the thing. Fascinating.
Sam, Amazon, I'm seeing bronze wool in addition to brass wool? Is there much of a difference between the two?
Yeah, the alloy is different. I've never used bronze wool, so I'm not sure I could recommend that.
Okay, roger that. We got open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. A lot of controversy about balloons being shot down, $400,000 missiles being shot at $12 balloons. It's hard to separate fact from fiction here, isn't it?
Well, it really is hard to understand what our military and leadership in this country are doing right now. And you know what disappoints me the most is when that balloon came over Missouri and headed towards Whitman Air Force Base. I can't believe Governor Parsons didn't shoot it down. And he claimed, he made a public statement saying he got no communication from the White House on what to do. I'm like, you don't work for Biden, you work for the people of Missouri. You know, why are you waiting for Biden to tell you what to do? You're the commander-in-chief of our military assets here, including the 131st Fighter Wing, Mr. Parsons. Why didn't you deal with the balloon right as it entered Missouri on the northern border? I mean, and see, and here we've got a problem in this country. And that is our governors, which are elected by the people of their state, somehow feel beholden to the federal clowns. And I'm really at a loss as to why our governors are acting as if they work for the president of the United States instead of the people of the state that elected them. I'm fascinated by this. What is wrong with these men? Maybe they need to go to Walmart, go to the Lee Press-On aisle, and buy some Lee Press-On nuts and start acting like a man. I'm really miffed by all this stuff.
It is mystifying. Absolutely. Of course, this is a country sheriff appointed governor, and quite frankly, I think he may be in over his head with some of these matters.
I don't know what's going on, John. I look at this and I am absolutely stunned. What on earth is going on? And, you know, why do we have 131st Fighter Wing as a state asset if they're going to leave their jets parked and let a foreign country spy balloon fly right over the most sensitive military base we have in Missouri? What on earth is going on here?
Well, it also came pretty close to Fort Leonard, which has three major commands as well.
Yeah, it's just absolutely bizarre. And it makes you wonder if somehow the governors feel like they work for the feds instead of the people. How else could you explain this behavior? And it wasn't just Parsons. It was supposedly the conservative Republican Christine Ohm. Did that balloon not fly through South Dakota? I think it did.
Right.
Which begs the question, what is going on? Why do our elected officials not protect our borders? Why doesn't the governor of Texas seal the Texas border? Why doesn't the governor of Arizona seal the Arizona border? Why doesn't the governor of New Mexico seal the New Mexico border? Why? Why won't our elected officials protect us? And that ought to be the theme of the 2024 election. And any Republican that doesn't understand that needs to be ran out of town. They need to be voted out of office. They need to be primaried, and they need to go.
Well, the one thing that elected officials fear as much or more than anything else is a viable primary candidate, correct?
That is absolutely right. And I'm just absolutely amazed that Republican after Republican after Republican will sit there on TV and cry about the border and then do nothing to protect us when they have the opportunity to do so.
That's right. Here's our next break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Me. Mr. Sandman. Bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, 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 down south.
All right, if you'd like to be part of my live studio audience, in the first week of August this year, the details are at my website, the John Moore Ozark Symposium. The image is not that great at the moment. We're going to make it more clear in a day or two. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols and advanced first aid. The website is freedomtrain.net. And the telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Not now, but pretty soon you can sign up for a class by calling 417-718-2597. Sam, we got three more callers on hold. We may be setting a record today. Next caller, actually, four more callers on hold. Pat in Texas.
Let's rock and roll.
Let's go. Pat in Texas, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I was watching Mike Lindell TV yesterday. And they had a really good guy interview it. I think he was attorney general. And he said, Kristi Noem is not what you think she is. She's not that conservative a person who's, in fact, it's not like I'd rather have him for governor. Mike Lindell TV yesterday, it was. Okay, that's all I want to say.
Okay, thank you, Pat. Let's move on. Appreciate it. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida, one of my wife's favorite callers. Go ahead, Charlie.
Oh, hey, John. How you guys doing? Listen, I wanted to chime in a little bit. I don't know if I missed a couple of calls there for a while. I was gone, but I was able to tune back in. But this stuff, I was listening to the Patriot nurse. I don't know if you guys remember her, but I think she was that one that way back there was reporting about how the people in New York City were being killed by the, you know, by the hospitals and stuff, and she reported on all that during the COVID, when the COVID stuff first started. But the reason I'm calling is that she reported that she's talked to a lot of experts in this field on these chemicals and stuff that are in the water from this spill over there in Ohio. Well, deliberate spill, we'll call it, because they drilled into those tanks and let that stuff out and then set fire to it. But at any rate, she says that this stuff can't be boiled out of the water. And that she says that the experts are telling people to boil the water and to drink, it'll be okay to drink. And she's saying all the people she talked to have told her that you can't boil this stuff out. That it can't get the temperature for boiling isn't high enough to get this stuff out of the water. So people that are in those areas, they need to know. They need to find other states or something like that to get their water from.
Okay. Sam, you got any response for Charlie there?
Well, I mean, from a chemical standpoint process, polyvinyl chloride starts to degrade above 70 degrees Celsius. That's around 160 degrees Fahrenheit, maybe a little less. Okay. So once this degradation process starts, it becomes sort of what we call autocatalytic. So it starts to decompose. What I don't know, what I can't tell you specifically, is my chemistry background, is 40 years old, and I'm trying to remember kind of some of the experiments we did in college on this kind of stuff. But what I don't know is if boiling water, which at sea level is a little over 211 degrees, somewhere around 212. It's a lower temperature at altitude. I don't know what 15 minutes at 200 degrees is going to do to this stuff, honestly. I just can't tell you. And the other thing is, even if the polyvinyl chloride breaks down, okay, what results from that that's still in the water that you boil? I mean, there's a lot more specific information that needs to be vetted out on a boiling process to say, okay, I've now purified the water. And so I'm unconvinced with any of these general statements on either side of the issue.
Okay.
Cautious, I think people should try to get their water from out of state. That's what I would do if I was in that area.
Charlie,
erring on the safe side is the way to go, for sure.
Right, right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for the call, Charlie. Our next caller is Tony in Florida. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Andrews, it's always a pleasure listening to you. I just wanted to always say that last Monday, your passionate discourse is something I've been sharing with friends. So I just wanted to thank you for last Monday's show. It was really good. You're spot on about the book of Daniel. So what you're describing is there's two timelines. So in the ancient timeline, this is the statue dream of Nebuchadnezzar. He saw a countdown of kingdoms. And in Daniel 2:4 says, in the days of these kings, God of heaven shall set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. So it's Persia, Babylon, Greece, and Rome. Well, he set his kingdom up in Rome. And if I put over for the break, I can explain the next timeline, please.
Roger that.
Okay, Tony, anything else?
Yeah, I want to just continue with the next of it after the break, if I could.
Do we have a break?
We have a break coming up, and we'll wrap up your comments after the break. We got a bunch of callers on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My COVID panel has more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors. Check out number 7. They're all numbered. Check out number 7. A judge forced Pfizer to release all the side effects of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. 9 pages, single space. It's a really scary list. And, of course, there's many sections there that will entertain you, educate you, bring humor to your life, and make you angry as well. And last but not least, the Energy Cleaner, helping you to get your life back if you've got arthritis pain. Check out the Energy Cleaner. It will help you. In a small percentage chance it doesn't, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Visiting with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. You want to get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, just give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And, Tony, let's conclude your comment or question here, sir.
Yes, sir. I was just commenting that what we're living through, the countdown of kingdoms, and we're living in the Christian age. This started with the Holy Roman Empire, Catholic Spain, British Commonwealth, USSR, Nazi Germany, America. That's the second countdown of kingdoms. This is what Mr. Andrews was talking about with the lion, the bear, and the leopard. This is what his history teacher was talking about. America is that last kingdom that Daniel saw, the diverse fourth beast that accumulated everything before it. And it does go to war with the kings of the East. His history teacher is absolutely correct. And to understand Bible prophecy, first you've got to understand it interacts with God intervening in human history. And also it's supposed to draw his people to him and to give us hope and assurance in our Lord. So you're absolutely right. You have to incorporate all this into history. And we are living in that era where America, unfortunately, is the beast. It's went astray. We can all see it. And the only thing we can do now is just be the remnant. And I do have one question for Mr. Andrews. I am a homeschool teacher. You had said something about having a science center there at the Freedom Range. I just wanted the status of that, and I'd like to listen to your comments. Thank you.
Well, for all the homeschoolers out there, my parents, bless them, put about $15 million into an organization called The Pillar Foundation. And it's located, I believe, in Baldwin, Missouri, off of Clayton Road. And it is a resource for homeschoolers. And it's a wonderful resource for homeschoolers. They've had Chris Ann Hall come and lecture there. They've got books and manuals and old books. I mean, really incredible resources for homeschoolers. They have a whole bunch of things going on there. If you're into homeschooling kids, I would highly recommend you check out the Pillar Foundation. Now, as far as the Freedom Center, my wife and I have been working on an astro project. We've purchased 3 telescopes, incredibly high-quality scientific-grade instruments. We're going to create an observatory, and we're going to use that as a homeschooling resource for homeschoolers to come in from around the state and do science with. We'll have astrophotography capabilities. Will have 3 different focal lengths as base focal lengths and about 12 different focal lengths available for studying various size objects and objects in various depths of space relative to our position in the universe. It's going to be a really, really cool setup. We're about 4 months away from being up and running, but we're now downloading software and learning control systems, and we've spent a lot of money on tracking equipment. So you attach these powerful telescopes to these automatic, what we call equatorial mounts, that track down to 1 arc second the movement of an object you're photographing or studying. And there's a lot involved from a software and control standpoint, and there's more layered on when you get to the photography side. But we're getting that whole thing put together over the next 4 to 6 months, and then we'll be offering that as a resource for educational purposes for the kids in and around Missouri.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. It looks like our next caller is Bill in Ohio. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Kind of an answer to Sam's question as to why the governors aren't doing what they're supposed to do and no one's closing off the borders and all that. Well, the answers to those questions are actually right on RBN itself between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Sunday evening with Roger Sales' program. He knows the answers to those questions. His website is thematrixdocs.com, thematrixdocs.com. That's where you'll find the answers to those questions.
Well, my main question is, why aren't the people demanding that they do something about it. That's the bigger question for me. But thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Vince in Texas. Good morning, Vince.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. Sam, that was really neat, hearing all that about the astronomy and telescopes. That was one of my favorite hobbies as a kid. I used to love getting a catalog from a place called Edmund Scientific, because they had lasers and telescopes, and it was fascinating. But I was calling about, I had one question about 300 blackout, and then also had a couple of comments about the Bible prophecy. The first one is about the 300 blackout. I've heard you recommend for supersonic, but do you have a recommendation for a subsonic projectile?
Yes, the heaviest bullet you can find.
Okay.
Yeah. So the big thing with the 300 blackout is, how do you get the same gun, to very effectively run supersonic ammo at the right bolt velocity? And I'm talking about the bolt, not the projectile. You want the gun to cycle at the proper speed. So how do we get it to cycle at the proper speed with supersonic ammo and with a convenient, time-expedient flip of a switch, get it to run subsonic ammo flawlessly at the right bolt velocity? And that is a very interesting trick that I've spent a lot of time working on over the last 3-4 years. And we have an answer. You know, our 300 blackouts do both. But it's a lot of work and a lot of changes, and it's not easy to do. But the bottom line is, the heavier subsonic bullet you can find, the better chance you have of getting it to operate the gun properly. And so we take a 250-grain bullet and we modify it, and we use a 250-grain 30-cal bullet made by Hornady.
Okay.
And that works really, really well.
Awesome. Thank you, Sam.
All right. Have a great week. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Our next caller is Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi. Good morning, Sam. I just wanted to say that I paid attention in 2011 when Texas was having Longview, Texas State Representative. I sent John the article just now. It's in Forbes 2011. And they basically didn't appreciate what happened to their, I think, 10 or 11-year-old daughter at an airport. And the article is Forbes.com. TSA threatens to cancel all flights out of Texas if groping bill passed. And he was wanting to privatize and get TSA out of the airports. And my parents are buried in Longview, Texas. I know just a little bit more about what happened in that than your average, you know, person just looking at it on the internet. And let's just say this. They stood down for many reasons. Okay, you lose federal funding, and it was even, it's just like, yeah, what you gonna do? You can't fight City Hall, right? So, yeah, the article is up, and I've sent it to John, but you want to stop all air flights in and out of the state? So that's what can happen. So, and federal funding. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, I believe you. I mean, that's the reason a lot of people kowtow to the feds, is to get more money for the state or for their pet projects so they can kick it back to their friends and steal it. I'm well aware of that process.
I was actually surprised at how in detail this article, John, I sent it to you. I was surprised how it got pretty in-depth about what went on there, and I followed it in real time. And I just was like, wow. But anyway, and having looked some of these people in the eyes that are operating at very high levels, okay, you're not worth any more, John. I know this. I say this with all respect. You're not worth any more to them than I am, okay, if they deserve to live. Okay, these are people who I've had just in this whole buckle of the belt is where I had been living for a long time, because I could work there and not have to access, you know what I mean? I could access health care and I could still work, right? So my logic was stellar why I went there, and then it digressed over the years. But yes, it's just people have done so many evil things They go to church, say they're Christians and a Republican, and they are doing things where I've literally been told they can't get their life right with God because they've destroyed too many people's lives. And because I pray blessings, I worship, and I have never retaliated or even thought about doing that, I believe God has protected me. My pastor would agree with me, but, I mean, this is spiritual warfare at the highest levels, and we just need to really get our lives right. This whole thing that happened in Ohio, if you've ever had a blood gas done, I've had a blood gas done. I mean, hazmat. I mean, anybody with a brain knows that something funny is going on there. So get your water from somewhere safe and pray. And I don't know what else to say, but God bless everybody that's good. And I hope God does some God business soon, because this is getting really difficult for so many people. You know?
Well, it's not just up to God, okay? It's up to people to stand against evil. It's not just a spiritual war. It's a physical war as well. And people that argue with me about that, I have one simple question for you. Why is Christ bringing legions of warrior angels with him when he returns to earth to fix the sin problem? Because it's not just a spiritual war.
The man in Texas did try to physically do it, though, but it didn't work for him. How could you ethically go up against something? You understand me? Like the man in Texas, the state representative? John, please send that article to him, okay? What could he have done differently to accomplish the goal?
Well, you know, all of these men that find excuses not to oppose evil, it all boils down to the fact that they're cowards. They have a short-term interest that they hold at a higher or more important level than the long-term good of their people. And sometimes the long-term good requires some short-term pain, and it takes a little bit of a spine to oppose evil. And we're going to have to figure this out pretty quick, or everything's going to disappear.
Well, I believe he did have that spine. I really do. But what happened is when it got down to Austin, that's where it got really dark. And as a matter of fact, I followed it in real time. It's been a long time ago. But once it was in Austin, somebody slipped at the last minute. You understand me? They had a lot of support. It was going to pass. And somebody slipped at the last minute. So we don't know what was communicated. Yep.
Of course they did. That's a common technique. But our listeners haven't read it yet. Let's give them a chance to read it, and let's talk about it.
Bless
next
you.
Week.
Have a great day.
Catherine, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Our next caller is Matthew in Louisiana. Good morning, Matthew.
This is the first time I've ever called you. But there's a gunsmith on the phone. I'm a wordsmith. And the only difference between a wordsmith and a swordsmith is the addition of one S. I love your show, and I love RBN, and God bless you.
Okay. Matthew, thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Matthew. Great. Thanks for the call.
Our last break coming up here in less than 2 minutes. It's been a wild ride today, hasn't it, Sam?
Roger that. We've had a lot of phone calls. That's good. I guess it's the holiday. Not everybody's working, so they can pick up and call in. It's been a good morning. Are we done? Did we get through all the calls?
We did. If we do get one more call, we might be able to slip that in. But you know, we're done with all the calls. Yes, sir.
Well, John, there is 9mm ammo and .223 ammo for sale all over the place. And I would highly recommend that every American make a conscious decision not to be like a Ukrainian male with no rifle and no ammo. We have ammo for sale. Things are about to get crazy in this world at a level that we haven't seen since World War II. And I'm begging people, go out and buy more ammo. Get yourself a thermal sight. Get a good semi-auto rifle and a good semi-auto pistol. Get some training. Learn how to use this stuff. Make sure you have a suppressor on your guns that you plan on defending anything with so you can effectively use them at night. And take care of these things. Get this stuff done. You know, I have a lot of people come in the shop, and they're preppers. And they're constantly worried about prepping and doing this, that, and the other. And that's great. But, you know, you don't want prepping to be a way of life. You'll give yourself cancer. Get your food, get your freeze-dried food, get your canned food, get your water indoors, get your ammo and your weapons and your communication stuff lined out, and live your life. Enjoy life. Don't make it a lifestyle. Make it a discipline that you get handled so that you can live life and be happy while before we go to war and before we're in the middle of World War III. Because that is not that far off with the kind of game some of these people are playing. And Vince from Texas is here.
Okay. Vince will make a quick summary of your thoughts right after the break.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and...
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole.
Just about out of time. Vince from Texas back for another contribution. Go ahead, Vince. Vince, if you're there. Hello, Vince. Okay, our last caller is Charles in Wyoming. Good morning, Charles.
Very good. Hello.
Go ahead, Charles. You're on the air.
Okay, thank you. I've been a prepper. I packed my first bug out bag in 74. I bugged out west of the Mississippi in 99. Being a prepper has reduced my stress level. Sam, I appreciate the sentiment, but I'm prepared for just about anything. And so I sleep like a baby at night. I don't wake up crying and stuff like that, but it's lowered my stress level, not raised it.
That's kind of my point. That's kind of my point. If you get everything taken care of, you can relax and enjoy life. But thanks for calling.
Exactly. But never, don't do things that will be detrimental in the long run. If nothing happens, don't be doing things that will prevent you from enjoying your life if nothing happens. So gardening, good. Water, good. Air, good. All those things. Thanks, guys. Okay. I appreciate the show.
Thank you, Charles.
It's a great show today. Great show.
Sam, got maybe 2 minutes to summarize your thoughts for the week, sir.
Yeah, I think it's a fascinating thing to see all this corruption being exposed now, as we speak. But mark my words, if y'all keep taking orders, if you keep complying with these criminals running the system, you will be killed, or you will have a chip inserted in you, your children or your grandchildren, and you will be enslaved. Okay? What's coming is not good. Okay? And I said this before, a society that separates its scholars from its warriors will have its thinking done by cowards and its fighting done by fools. By the way, that quote's over 2,400 years old. This is not new knowledge I'm spreading here, okay? Educate yourselves, prepare yourself for hard times, love your family, enjoy life, love God, and understand that the good guys win. But don't ever tell yourself that the war is all spiritual. You have a moral obligation to physically oppose evil. And if you don't think you do, read your Bible till you figure it
absolutely
out.
Absolutely.
John, thank you, sir. Let
you do
that.
Same, sir. We'll talk soon. Appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaners, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, my large, beautiful state of Missouri, the even larger state of Texas. Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.